And we'd like to say good morning and welcome to our buddy who is talking to us today with his six-month-old as well. We say hello to the director of the Charleston Music Hall, Charles Carmody. How you doing, Charles?
Good morning. How are you?
Got your hands full with the six-month-old, though, don't you?
Wow, girl. Well, this daylight savings time, I mean, usually he wakes up. He slept hard today, so we were all sleeping over here.
Well, nobody tells babies and pets about the time change, you know?
Yeah, we thought it'd be a good idea to go to California when he was 3 months old, and wow.
How's that
sleep for the entire vacation?
How's that working for you as director of the Charleston Music Hall with a six-month-old? I mean, you did just have 4 sold-out shows this past weekend.
My wife is a very lovely and patient human.
Good answer.
It is not easy. And our operations director has a 5-month-old, so we both had our first kid at the same time. So, Nicholas.
Y'all are reproducing there at the Charleston Music Hall, man.
Yeah, so. You know, we got to create the next, musicians who take over. So, work forever.
Well, I'm telling you, you guys are doing great things at the Music Hall. We 4 sold-out shows. Thursday was OAR, Friday the Indigo Girls, Saturday the Steel Drivers, and then Sunday Camp. All 4 sold out. That was a big weekend.
Yeah, it was awesome. And it was 4 very different shows, 4 very different audiences. And everyone had a great time, and the team did amazing. So all the artists had a great time, and it was a good weekend.
Well, in the words of Cage the Elephant, ain't no rest for the wicked. So we continue on. Tonight you've got Postmodern Jukebox. I've actually seen them before. They played the Weekend of Jazz at the Sanctuary on Kiawah Island several years ago. What a trip. They do sort of I go on jazz, big band, standard versions of songs like Nine Inch Nails and stuff.
Yeah, they'll take like Britney Spears' Toxic and like make it super jazzy and fun. It's a great show. They have dancers, they have Casey Abrams from American Idol, they have like all these different stars that come out and do these jazzified pop songs. And I think it's cool because it's a great way for people who really aren't into jazz to kind of dip their toes into that genre.
Yeah.
And see the different way people take on different songs.
Yeah, there's almost a vaudeville aspect to it, but yet, because there are dancers and their interpretations of modern music are really, really fun. So definitely recommend the Postmodern Jukebox tonight at the Charleston Music Hall. Okay, so Charles, this is the month that the chairs come out for the first time on the floor in front of the stage. Tell us what's going on.
I've been about it for a million years. So March 22nd, we closed for about a week, and we're going to do our seat renovation, removing the front 250 chairs with new chairs that are removable so we can start doing GA floor shows.
So you're going to actually be closed for about a week in order to make that transition?
Yeah. We have to build all the chairs, redo the floors. We're going to, take the time to do some other modifications as well. And, it's going to be awesome.
So then those chairs can be removable. They'll be there for some shows. They won't be there for some shows. I mean, that does
open up the possibilities.
Most shows.
So most shows will be seated, but you're going to start seeing more general admission type shows pop up. For instance, Rising Appalachia on April 19th, Liz Phair in June, and this is actually announcing today, everybody, Tegan and Sarah in September. Whoa. Huge gift for us, all because, they wanted a GA floor and some more, be able to sell some more tickets.
How excited are you guys to do this?
Over the moon. Yeah, I'm thrilled. I think it's going to be really fun. Or it just opens up the door for us to do so many cool and exciting things and different things. So
yeah, there's been a lot of talk in town, about the new management and the chairs and stuff like that. But basically, it's you guys are continuing on as normal, except with this new and exciting dynamic change you're making.
Absolutely. Yeah. No real changes besides just we're connected to a larger network of people who love music and who do what we do and can support us to bring in bigger and better acts and also more creative programming. So it's awesome.
I can't wait for the first show where I'm standing in front of the stage. I'm used to standing for 3 or 4 hours at a concert, so that's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, I know. It's gonna, you can dance, baby, and if you don't want to dance, that's fine. Head on upstairs. There's 330 seats up there, and there's still 250 seats in the back. So
Are you quoting Men Without Hats, Charles? You can dance if you wanna. Is that what you're saying? It made me think of that. Now, hey, what else you got going on in the month of March that you guys are really excited about here, man?
Yeah, we got some comedy. Brian Regan is coming. I'm really excited about him. That's a hot ticket, so definitely get that before it sells out. We are doing Rome and Duddy.
Mm-hmm.
Rome has been playing with Sublime and Duddy's of the Dirty Heads. So that should be a really fun show. Charleston Jazz Orchestra is back with a Latin night with Nestor Torres, which is going to be really awesome.
By the way, Charles, we actually are talking with the music director, Robert Lewis, of the Charleston Jazz Orchestra tomorrow morning on the program, because they are so thrilled to be doing things at the Charleston Music Hall over the years, and it's such a great program.
Yeah, Charleston Jazz Orchestra is a wonderful group of humans. Charleston Music Hall has been their house of jazz for over 10 years. They do six programs a year, along with the Jazz Fest, and you know, big band jazz, all local musicians, really interesting stuff. Robert is just doing some really cool arrangements and leading the band in a great direction. So we're thrilled to have them.
Absolutely. A couple of things you want to throw in there real quick, bud?
Yeah, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band this Friday, celebrating 50 years as a band, which is crazy. That's looking like it's going to sell out, so get your tickets there. Finally, Fly Fishing Film Festival. All you fishermen, March 20th, come yell at some fish with us. It's a blast.
That's fish with an F, by the way, for those who just tuned in. So.
Fish with an F, literally. It's 2 hours of fly fishing film. This is our sixth year doing it, and it actually is super fun.
Well, it continues the awesome programming that you guys do there at the Charleston Music Hall. And remember the immortal words of Charles Carmody, you can dance if you wanna. So you'll have your chance.
Don't leave your friends behind. Keep your
friends close. Wow, we are quoting Men Without Hats. I think that's the time to take a break.
Hey, if you want to, keep your friends pretty close.
Charles, it's always good to talk to you. Good luck with the six-month-old, and can't wait to see the show on the floor without the new seats and then with the new seats, and it's going to be great.
Sir. Thank you for everything.
You bet, man. Charles Carmody, the director of the Charleston Music Hall.